You're listening to Finances Demystified with Dominique Broadway, the podcast that provokes the conversation of money, demystifies all your finances, and shows you how to bring all of your dreams to reality so that you can live your very best life on your own terms. Welcome back to another episode of Finances Demystified with Dominique Broadway. And I am really, I feel like I say this at the beginning of every episode, but I'm really excited about today's topic. It's a topic that I'm happy is being talked about more, but I'm realizing that even though people are talking about it, people really don't know what it means. And that topic is being paid in equity. Now, as we all know, Beyonce released her song and she's talking about pay me in equity, pay me in equity. And I'm seeing everyone walking around like, cut the check, pay me in equity. And I've been having conversations with people and realize people really have no clue what that even means. And I've asked people, like, do you know what that means to be paid in equity? And they're like, I think so, but no one's really sure, right? So what I wanted to do today is actually explain to you what it means to be paid in equity, how Beyonce was paid in equity, how you too can be paid in equity, and just kind of give you the ins and outs of just what it means so that we're all a little bit or a lot more educated on this topic. So first things first, let's just talk about Beyonce and the whole Uber deal. So essentially, I think, I don't know, maybe a year or two ago, Beyonce was offered the opportunity to perform for, I believe, an Uber corporate event. And essentially, they offered her $6 million to perform at this event. So instead of just taking the $6 million, as we all know, Beyonce thinks long term, not short term, like many of us, not pointing fingers. She said, hey, instead of giving me the $6 million check, how about you guys give me equity into Uber? Now, obviously, we're all super familiar with Uber and the company, and who is not like getting their Uber on all the time, right? So we all know that Uber has just huge growth potential. So essentially, she said, hey, pay me in equity instead of the check. So she turns down the $6 million check, which most of us probably would not have done, and instead asked for equity. So what that meant was she said, okay, give me equity in Uber or shares of Uber instead of the check. Now, obviously, it's one of those things where you're not going to get the instant gratification of the check. But like I said, she knew that long term Uber is going to be worth way more than her taking the $6 million check. So May 9th, 2019, Uber ended up going public at an initial public offering price of $45. And that basically means that it went public on the New York Stock Exchange. It's now a publicly traded company. We can all go and buy stock in Uber, and it went public at the price of $45. So somehow I got out that Beyonce had equity in Uber, and people were saying, oh my gosh, she turned down this $6 million check, and instead she's now that basically is worth $300 million. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, I want to be paid in equity. I want equity. Everybody, obviously we all want, not me, but most people want to be like Beyonce. So basically, instead of her taking the $6 million check, now her investment in Uber was reportedly worth $300 million. Now, based on the type of stock that she had, restricted stock, et cetera, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. And the dilution of the stock, her equity or portion in Uber actually ended up being worth $9 million, okay? Now, as you can see, it's still $3 million more than what they had offered her, okay? So she's still winning. Now, obviously, Beyonce probably also did not just go ahead and sell her shares. She probably ended up just keeping them and basically ended up keeping them and not selling them the day that they went public. And we don't know what her restrictions are, et cetera, et cetera. I think Uber is worth like $43 right now, right? So it's down a little bit, but essentially, you get what I'm saying. So that was basically when this whole pay me in equity conversation has started. But like I said, I know it's prompted a lot of people to say, like, what does it mean to get paid in equity? How can I get paid in equity? I want to think long term. I want to have more wealth to pass down to my family instead of just taking checks now. And I know this is also a conversation that I'm having a lot with people who are influencers and people that are doing these deals with these startups, and also people who are getting stock options and equity as payment options for their jobs, right? They want to know, like, what does this mean? And that's actually a question that I get a lot, especially from some of my clients who are working at these startups or working at these big tech companies. They're getting stock options, but they're like, I really don't understand what they are. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So first things first, we talked about Beyonce, how she took stock options or equity in Uber instead of taking her check, and how it has paid off for her and will probably continue to pay off for her long time. She'll probably end up just keeping her equity in Uber for years and years. Uber stock price will probably continue to go, and what could have been a $6 million payday may end up finally hitting that $100 million or $200 or whatever $100 million payday that may happen at some point, or what we thought originally happened. Now, there's a lot of other ways that, you know, if you have like a traditional 9-to-5 or have equity in a company, and they may offer you stock options or we'll talk first about stock options. So essentially, a lot of times companies will offer you stock options. And basically what stock options are, it's the ability for you to buy their stock at a preset price at a later date, okay? So basically, stock options means this. Let's say if you work for Gidgets & Co., we're gonna call it that, Gidgets & Co. So you work for Gidgets & Co., and they say, okay, Dominique, we're gonna give you stock options in our company, and you can execute these stocks at the price of $10 a share, but they're currently worth $40 a share. So when you finally are able to buy into this company or buy these stocks, you can buy them at the $10 price and not the $40 price, which means that as soon as you buy them, you automatically have a profit of $30 a share, if that makes sense. So that's what a stock option is. It's giving you the option to buy a stock at a preset, which is usually a discounted price, okay? So I know I've had clients in the past who will exercise their stock options and use them to pay for their kids to go to college or buy a house or things of that nature. And they're able to essentially buy the stock at a lower price, and it's worth a lot more, okay? Now, another thing is a lot of times people will get restricted stock. Okay, so basically restricted stock is a different type of stock that you don't have to buy. So when we said stock options, you have to buy. Restricted stock is stock that is given to you, but it is restricted for you to sell it until after a certain time. Okay, so the restricted stock, like I said, it's given to you, but you cannot sell it until after a certain time. And when you're given this stock, it will say, so it may say, hey, you have restricted stock, but you cannot, what's the word? I can't even remember the word right now, but you cannot strike on it or sell it until 3 years from now or 2 years from now. Okay. So that's stock options versus actual restricted stock. All right. So another way that you can get paid in equity is a lot of times especially I know we all have friends who are like involved in startups or thinking about joining a startup. And a lot of times they can't pay you your full normal salary. So what they'll do is say, hey, we'll pay you or we'll give you equity in the company. Okay. So basically, a lot of times when companies give you equity in the company, like I said, it's because they typically cannot afford to pay your full salary. But the upside to that is that now you are officially a shareholder of the company, which means that you can share in the gains. And a lot of times companies feel like you'll stick around longer because you are invested in the company and you feel as though you can share in the earnings and in the gains that they are that they're sharing, versus a lot of companies we work for them, we kind of get the paycheck, you go home, et cetera, right? But when you are given equity in a company, you feel like you have a little bit more ownership, which a lot of times make people, like I said, stick around and kind of entices you to work a lot harder than if you weren't part owner of the company. Okay. So when you are getting these shares in the company, is important to also understand when you're looking at your like offer letter to understand, like, are these shares vested all at like over time or all at once? Okay. So a lot of times what will happen is someone will get equity in a company and they may say, okay, we're going to give you 2% equity, but it's going to be vested over a certain time. Now, like I said, they also do this because they want you to stick around longer. So let's say if they're saying, okay, you're going to get 2% in the 2% of the company, but it's vested over 5 years. That means that 0.5% is going to be vested per year. So if you leave after a year or two, you only have, well, after a year, then you have half a percent vested. Or after 2 years, you have 1%, right? So like I said, that also makes you stay around longer. It also kind of makes you feel a lot more committed. So another thing you can do is see if the equity is vested immediately. And sometimes it will say that you are immediately vested in the company, you immediately get that 2%. So that means that even if you left 6 months later, you still technically have the 2% ownership of the company. So how do you actually get this quote unquote equity, or quote unquote, which equity a lot of times is pretty much like imaginary money until something happens, right? So essentially it's pretty much two ways. Usually one is if the company is sold, right? So a lot of times people are part of startups and they're like, oh my gosh, we had this exit. So-and-so company came and bought us out. And now you finally are able to quote unquote cash out of the company that you have. Or like in the Uber situation, the company is taken public. And those are pretty much the only two ways that you can kind of cash in or make money from your equity. All right. So we covered a lot today. We talked about Beyonce, how she was able to get paid in equity. We talked about how you too can get paid in equity, how you can even negotiate with companies to get equity in their company. We talked about stock options, how they work. We talked about restricted stock. And we also talked about equity being vested immediately or over time. So now, when you're having these conversations and we're talking about being paid in equity, hopefully you feel a lot more confident in asking for equity, a lot more confident in understanding how you're getting paid with equity, and also telling other people how they can do the same thing. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Finances Demystified with Dominique Broadway. As always, it has been great to educate you on all things personal finance, and I will see you all very soon. Bye.